اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School. Here today we have some of the students of Sevier International School again, Brother Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider. Assalamu alaikum, brothers, how are you?
Wa alaikum assalam.
Fine, Hassan, Hussein?
Yes.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir, Fawad? Are
Salam,
you
sir.
All right?
Alhamdulillah.
Salam, sir.
Salam alaikum. Welcome, brothers. Today, inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we will be working on one of the verses, ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, on page 49, ayah 284. So, brothers and sisters, as you're listening to IRIB English Radio, please hold your Qurans and turn to page 49, ayah 284 of Surah Al-Baqarah. We'll have a short explanation, plus the tajweed rules, inshallah. Now, everybody, let's once, at the beginning, listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُم بِهِ اللَّهُ فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَن يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Great. I will be reciting once. Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, you all will be listening and practicing. Then our brothers and sisters as well will practice with us. All right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض.
لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض.
وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُم بِهِ اللَّهُ
وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُم بِهِ اللَّهُ
فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء
فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء
والله على كل شيء قدير.
و والله على كل شيء قدير.
أحسنتم. Allah Almighty bless you, inshallah. To Allah belongs whatever in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Allah is the owner of everything in the world, in the universe. So Tawheed has many different types. One of the types of Tawheed, one of the meanings of Tawheed is actually Tawheed in Malikiyah, right? Tawheed in ownership. That one who believes in Allah Almighty, he has to believe in oneness of Allah Almighty, and he has to believe that the whole power, the all power belongs to Allah, the all knowledge belongs to Allah, the all wisdom, the all hikmah, the all, like we say, mercy, the all kindness, whatever good attributes we believe in, we have, we know, they all belongs to Allah Almighty. And the Tawheed in Malikiyah says that the owner of every single thing you see in the universe is Allah Almighty. All right? This is Tawheed in Malikiyah. Got it? So this ayah, the very first part of this ayah, talks about Malikiyah, Tawheed in Malikiyah. And the last part of the middle part talks about whatever we do, whatever good thing, bad things, whatever we do, like practically, whatever we think, the thoughts that we have, every single thing Allah Almighty knows. Because He is the owner, He knows everything. So يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ, Allah Almighty will judge us based on what we have, what we do, what we have in our minds, what our intentions are, okay? Got it? Allah Almighty knows, and He will judge us based on them, on those things. فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, if Allah Almighty wills to forgive someone, He does. If He doesn't, He does not. But, of course, here, if Allah forgives someone, it's because He deserves, and He has done something. He has tried Himself, okay? Allah Almighty is not unfair. He is fair. He is just. Based on what we have done, He will judge us, okay? فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى, He will see it. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى, He will see it also. Judgment. Judgment is with justice, okay, inshallah. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. This ayah also, this part also talks about Tawheed and
Maliki.
In another attribute of Allah Almighty, which is Qudrah, or Allah Almighty's Qadir.
Yes,
the all power He has. So guys, that's all. We mentioned very simple points, okay? Very easy ones. Shortly, you should refer to the Tafsir book for more information, okay? Be careful, inshallah, that you have to refer, because you need to know a lot. So, that's all. We will move on now with the Tajweed rules, the very, very important ones, inshallah, we'll mention here. Ali Nasir, Hassan, Hussein, and Fawad, inshallah, will practice with us. Brothers and sisters, as you are listening, as you're with IRIB English Radio, please practice, inshallah, okay? Listen carefully and note them down.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran?
آيات الله حمتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
Be with, let's recite the Quran.
غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني.
So, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. The very first important rule is the pronunciation of the letter lam in the word
Allah.
So, there was a very important rule. The rule says if, before the word Allah, if you have kasra sound, produce the sound of lam with a
light
sound. لِلَّه, right?
Yes.
But if you have a fatha sound or a dhamma sound, Hassan, you have to produce a heavy sound, right?
Yes.
A sound. Allah. إِلَّه, right?
Yes.
They are different. Yes. Allah. So here, lam lillah. There is one lam, then the word Allah. Li Allah, okay? Li Allah. Hamzatul wasl is skipped here. Yes? Li Allah, hamzatul wasl is skipped. Yeah. So lam has a kasra, the first lam, okay? It means for. Yes? The owner is Allah. For Allah is everything. So this lam has a kasra. You have to produce the sound of lam in the word Allah with an a sound. Right? Lillahi. That's the first important rule. Yes, Fawad? Good. The next rule tells you ma fi as-samawat. Ma fi as-samawat. This is wrong. We have to recite it this way. Ma fi as-samawat. There is a yamad. Fa with yamad. Fi. Two counts. But here you skip the sound. You just produce a short sound. Directly join fa to
seen.
Lillahi ma fi sama wat wa ma fi al ard fil ard. The same thing. That's the second rule. Second point. Then the next one is about the sign of stopping. Qila. We have mentioned it a lot in our Quranic sessions. If brothers and sisters, if you have been with us, that of course you have been. So, you know this. Qila tells us, Ali Nasir?
Better to stop.
Better to stop. Yes, Hassan. Is he right?
Yes. Yes.
Better to stop. Okay. So, Qila tells you better to stop. But there is another one. Sila. Sila tells you?
Better to
continue.
Continue. Wasl is better than? Waqf. They are just the opposite, okay? Both are the same. It means they talk about you can continue, you can stop. But Qila tells you, better to stop. Sila tells you, better to
continue.
That's it. Wa in tubdu, the fourth important point here is about the ikhfa rule. About tanween and nun sakin, we have four different rules. Yes.
Yeah.
The rule idgham, iqlab,
idhar,
and ikhfa. So if we have nun sakin plus, ta. Jim, Sin, Shin, Sad, Dad, Ta, Da. These letters, Kaf. Okay, these letters, which are from the rest of the letters, yes? We had four groups. So the group of Ikhfa letters. If we have, of course, we have to apply the rule Ikhfa. And the rule says you have to hide the sound of Noon or the Tanween sound. Yes? Wa in. Look, I'm hiding the sound. Wa in. Right? Hide the sound. Ali Nasir, the fifth one. Tubdu. Tubdu. What's the rule? Tubdu. Huh?
You are stretching the.
Wa in tubdu.
Qalqala.
Qalqala. Yes, ba sakin. The rule. Qalqala. Bounce the sound of ba. Wa in tubdu. Hussein, read it.
وَإِن تُبْدُوا
أَحْسَنْتُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ Right? Fa with Yamad. There is a mad on the top of Yamad. Yes?
Yes.
Is it wajib or jais?
Jais.
Since Hamza is not in the same word.
Yes.
Yeah. أَنفُسِكُمْ The rule إِخْفَى we told you. أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ يُحَاسِبْ
قلقلة
كم ميم ساكن plus
با
إخفاء if we have نون ساكن plus با
إقلاب
if we have ميم ساكن plus با
إخفاء
يحاسبكم به الله right
yeah
okay now به الله again the lam and the word Allah is pronounced with a light sound به الله that's it فَيَغْغَيْن has a heavy sound. فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ This mad is wajib. وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءَ مَنْ يَشَاءَ Nun ساكن plus ya, idgham. مَنْ يَشَاءَ Nasal sound also. وَاللَّهُ Now this is the example of lam with a heavy sound. وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ شَيْءٍ Plus qaf, ikhfa. Shay'in Since qaf is a heavy letter, heavy ikhfa. Heavy ikhfa, we don't have ikhfa with heavy letter.
Yeah.
كل شيء قدير. That's all. That's all from the tajweed, important tajweed rules in this ayah. Alhamdulillah, we mentioned. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, thank you so much for being with us in this session. We hope, inshallah, you've learned something. We'll be here with you in the next session. Thanks to IRB English Radio and also Sevier International School for cooperation. Do you have any questions?
No.
Thank you so much. Stay with us, brothers and sisters. Stay with IRB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll be here with you. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان